Happy birthday to Dan Auerbach, guitarist and vocalist for The Black Keys. One of my favorite bands of the past, 15 years or so, I suppose. He turns 42 years old today. 42 for Dan Auerbach. Gold on the Ceiling from The Black Keys is what we have here today. We might hear them again during the course of the show. It is a wonderful day in the world of music. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Friday all across the great state of Michigan. This portion of the show brought to you by the Michigan Chamber. Why Michigan Chamber? Well, experience. No matter what happens, if you don't have an answer to a tough question, well, the Chamber does. And there's strength in numbers. You can become a Chamber member today at michamber.com. That's michamber.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up in hour two, we'll talk with Congressman Tim Walberg, also Rachel Greshler from the Heritage Foundation, Phil Kirpin as well at American Commitment on some of the COVID policies, and we'll ask him how they might be relaxed here in the coming weeks or even days, depending on where you're at. A bill in Wisconsin would require the national anthem to be played before all sporting events in the state that received any public funding from the state of Wisconsin. It's an interesting measure. I want to get back into this later on today. Alicia Maldonado is with us right now, though, from the New York Post, also senior fellow for the Independent Women's Forum. Alicia, thanks for joining us.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Piece up at the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org, and possibly find stuff at the New York Post in the coming days as well. WHO, World Health Organization, likely to cold shoulder Taiwan for global health meeting again. We don't have a ton of time, clearly, but I think we should explain for people what the relationship is between China and Taiwan at its most basic level.
Very simply, Taiwan is independent from China. They still go by the People's Republic of China. China likes to believe that they still own Taiwan and that they can go back and take them back anytime that they want. But Taiwan has just gone a little rogue and a little crazy with this democracy thing.
Yeah, it's nuts. I can't believe they want that. You mentioned in your piece that Taiwan has had 12 COVID deaths, 1,100 cases total or so as of last week. It helps they're a small, island nation, of course. But you'd think you'd want some insight from them on how they did it, yet it doesn't appear that the World Health Organization is interested. Why not?
Well, because they're beholden to China. And Taiwan is a little tiny country, as you say, but it's about 24 million people. And they have a unique perch so close to Beijing to know that what they say is usually bollocks. And so they, at the end of December, they warned WHO on December 31st that the virus was passing back and forth human to human. 2 weeks later, the World Health Organization, bowing down to China, tweeted that's we're not seeing any human to human transmission cases. So it's just the World Health Organization has been lying for Beijing from the get go. And so when you have Taiwan, who handled it so well, who shut down, they didn't shut down their country so that, like we did in America, because they didn't need to. They started taking precautions. And so since the World Health Organization is beholden to China, they're not going to let Taiwan sit at the table because they don't want the truth being told.
And that's kind of a big deal. And the World Health Organization, the reputation of the organization is in question, or at least being questioned due to activities around the COVID pandemic and what they've done on behalf of China to cover up for the beginning of the spread. It seems that they might want to reestablish some credentials here by inviting someone like Taiwan to this conference.
Absolutely. Are they going to do it? I'm very skeptical. I don't see it happening at all. And it's kind of funny, too, when you think about it, that their whole mission is global health. They're supposed to be helping keep the world safe. And they're not. And it's kind of remarkable that you wouldn't include someone or a country rather that has been handling the pandemic very well. Just have a bit of a say.
Alicia Maldonado is with us from the New York Post and also at the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org. Are you optimistic that even if Taiwan's not there, that anything will come of this upcoming World Health Assembly virtual global health meeting that will be useful?
I don't. I'm not really optimistic. I just don't think that we can trust WHO now. I think they've lost a lot of credibility, and anyone who is, you know, has spent a year plus lying for a tyrannical regime, I just don't think you can trust.
Alicia Maldonado, New York Post. Find her writings there. Also find her at the Independent Women's Forum, where this recent piece is WHO likely, and I always feel like Abbott and Costello when I'm talking about the World Health Organization, WHO likely to cold shoulder Taiwan for global health meeting again. Find that at IWF.org. Alicia, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
I appreciate it, Scott. Thanks so much.
Alicia Maldonado from The Post and from the Independent Women's Forum. Coming up at hour two of the Steve Gruber Show, Rachel Greshler from the Heritage Foundation, Congressman Tim Walberg, Phil Kirpin, also the president of American Commitment. He is on top of all the latest data on COVID and the spread and the positivity rates and, also on reopening schools as well. We'll talk with Phil Kirpin coming up in hour two. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can.